Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with GIS Midday News for Friday, September 16. Coming up, EPOC commends financial sector for increased lending to businesses, NWC to improve energy efficiency, and PMI plans International Peace Day activities in St. James. The news in detail after the break.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-82902 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-82902 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Now the news. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, is commending the financial sector for increased rates of private sector credit being recorded in the economy. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Baas, says recent statistics indicate that credit to the private sector increased by 11.9% for the April to June quarter, compared to 4.5% for the same period last year. Mr. Baas says this 7.4% increase is indicative of strong growth in entrepreneurship and industry, which bodes well for long-term economic growth.
And I want to emphasize that, like electricity and water growth, is a good indicator that the economy is getting some traction with the business of growth. More good news, if I could put it that way.
Mr. Baas was speaking at the recent EPOC quarterly press briefing. The National Water Commission, NWC, has signed a grant agreement with the United States Trade and Development Agency, USTDA, valued at $1 million to help fund a one-year energy efficiency and renewable energy project. The aim of the contract is to improve energy efficiency at the NWC's operations. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the project is expected to assist in reducing the $5 billion electricity bill the NWC pays annually.
We'd like to reduce our cost. It is indeed a big burden for us. Our object is not to increase cost and keep the inefficiencies. Our object is to increase the efficiency, increase reliability in all aspects, pay our staff well, and keep the rates affordable to all Jamaica.
The minister says $5 billion for 40 megawatts of electricity is the single largest payment the company makes each year above payroll. Following an audit of energy usage at major facilities, the agreement will see some NWC plants being powered by solar energy. Cabinet has approved the hosting of three meetings, including the 2016 review meeting of the Canadian-Jamaican Farm Work Program. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says this is in keeping with the observance of the 50th year of the Farm Work Program.
It is agreed that we will extend an invitation to the Canadian Federal Minister of Employment, Work, Development and Labour to attend and engage in discussions about this seasonal agricultural workers program.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing earlier this week. The other two events are the 24th meeting of the Council of Ministers of the Caribbean Forum of ACP, set for October 6 to 7 in Kingston, and the 4th North American and Caribbean Conference of the International Association of Prosecutors, November 2 to 4 in Montego Bay. And the St. James branch of the Peace Management Initiative, PMI, will be undertaking a number of activities in the parish in observance of International Peace Day on Wednesday, September 21. Chairman of the PMI in St. James, Reverend Everton Jackson, says the activities are aimed at bringing lasting peace to every community in the parish affected by crime and violence. The activities include church services on September 17 and 18, a poster competition for primary and high school students, tree planting, and the establishment of peace gardens in communities. The organization will also undertake peace walks across Montego Bay, which will culminate with a rally in Sam Sharp Square, St. James. The peace marches will start at the clock tower on Barnett Street, at the Howard Cook Bevin Avenue intersection, along Gloucester Avenue, and at the Overton Plaza, from where participants will head to Sam Sharp Square. The activities will be staged under the theme Building Blocks for Peace. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.